What's your name?
Dingy Chen.
Tell me what this is.
I think it's a pony.
They're tiny, aren't they?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Sophie.
And what animal's this?
A llama.
Have you ever seen one before?
Yeah.
Really? This is the first time I've seen one for real.
Mm.
They're big, aren't they? Do you know what his name is?
No.
Look at this, nest box making here now.
Only one left to do.
Ready?
And you're done.
And lift and drop, lift and drop. Lift the hammer and do the work.
That's it, little man.
Now we've got the roof and the front, come on, yeah?
It's great to be here at the BBC Wildlife thing. Fully support it, and I think they do an excellent job.
Here's a familiar face, John Davison from the Jubilee Sailing Trust. What are you doing here, John?
Well, we've run out of plant pots. I'm making some out of newspapers.
This is a great way of making plant pots that would be totally biodegradable.
Absolutely. And thinking about it, you could just put the plant pot itself in the soil. It would retain the moisture around the plant, and the plant and the newspaper would rot. So, yes, I think I'll patent that one.
Georgina Windsor literally just come off the air from doing The Good Life. The Good Life's been right behind these Spring Watch projects for the last couple of years. They're amazing, aren't they?
They are an example of what individuals can do when they get together, come together as a community and just do the most fabulous things.
And already looking forward to Spring Watch 2011.
Oh, yes, yes. We've got another 2 weeks of broadcasting though on the BBC, because we've got all the Spring Watch programmes. We've got a wild night in. There's so much on the BBC. To celebrate Springwatch. Yeah, and here's to Springwatch 2011.
The face of Springwatch, obviously Chris Packham. What an amazing success the series has been.
Well, yes, I think the stars, all of the animals that we can bring, mean that the programme carries forward. And it's a programme that we make for our viewers. There's no self-indulgence. And we get a tremendous response from those viewers as well. You know, loads of people contact via the internet and they send us pictures and film and comments and take part in our surveys. So it's a people's wildlife programme, and that's the key, I'm sure.
And events like this really go to rubber stamp that, don't they?
Yeah, this is what it's all about. This is about getting people out in their communities to engage with wildlife. And this morning, I've touched a smooth snake, stroked a grass snake, twiddled with a bat. There's loads of stuff here for people to see and learn. And of course, you know, that's from the youngest kids who are perhaps seeing all this stuff for the first time, right through to the uber geeks like me who are meeting up with their mates and sharing a bit of knowledge.
Now here's a man who's looking quite relieved, Roger Hammett from Breathing Places at the BBC. It's all come together, Roger.
It's come together, and look, we've even got a wonderful sunny day. Who would have thought after yesterday? We were feeling a bit despondent yesterday, setting up the tents. It was a bit soggy yesterday afternoon, but as you can see, everyone's come out this afternoon having a great time. And what's lovely is to see such a range of families here, all really getting to grips with nature and enjoying themselves.
Well, look who I found. Sally Taylor. No, it's not Sally Taylor, is it? It's Ruby.
Yes, thank you.
You just read the news here at Springwatch. How was it?
It was really funny and it's cool. It's a tiny bit tense, but it's fine.
Do you think you can make this as a career?
Probably.
Just do the sign off for me.
And that's all from me. Back to London.